Hey there, phone-wielding friends. It's your girl Nova Lane, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Beat screen addiction and take back your life. Now, who else here has ever looked at their screen time at the end of the day and felt a little overwhelmed? Like, seriously, how did I spend 3 hours scrolling through cat memes? I get it. We live in a world where our phones are practically extensions of ourselves. But let's be real, sometimes those little devices can become more controlling than helpful, right? Today, we're diving into creating a system that actually works for you to stay on track. We're talking about reclaiming your time, your focus, and your sanity. Because trust me, it's possible to have a healthy relationship with your phone without sacrificing your goals or your peace of mind. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways that will help you ditch the screen addiction and rock your world. 1. Awareness is key. First things first, we need to know where we stand. Ever heard the saying, you can't manage what you don't measure? It's so true. Track your phone usage for a week. Use those built-in tools or download an app. Be honest with yourself about how much time you're actually spending on that screen. You might be surprised by the results. 2. Identify your triggers. Once you know where you stand, it's time to get detective-y. What situations, emotions, or even times of day make you reach for your phone? Are you scrolling mindlessly when you're bored, stressed, or lonely? Recognizing these triggers is like seeing the enemy before they attack. You can then start building defenses and find healthier ways to cope with those moments. 3. Set realistic goals. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Don't try to go cold turkey and cut your screen time in half overnight. That's a recipe for disaster. Start small. Maybe aim to reduce your usage by 15 minutes each day, or designate specific no-phone zones in your home. Celebrate those wins, because every little step forward counts. 4. Replace the habit. Now here's where it gets really powerful. For every hour you spend scrolling mindlessly, find something else that fills you up. Read a book, go for a walk, call a friend, or learn a new skill. When you replace that screen time with something fulfilling, your phone will suddenly seem less alluring. 5. Digital detox day. Once a week, treat yourself to a full-on digital detox day. Put away the phone, laptop, and tablet for an entire 24 hours. Seriously, disconnect. It's amazing how much you can achieve when you're not constantly bombarded with notifications. You might even rediscover some old hobbies or spend quality time with loved ones. Ever feel like you're living in a perpetual state of distraction? Like your phone has become this constant buzz that keeps pulling your attention away from what really matters? Let me tell you, I used to be there. I was constantly glued to my screen, checking notifications every 5 seconds and feeling overwhelmed by the endless stream of information. I realized that I was missing out on so much real-life experiences, meaningful conversations, and even just moments of quiet reflection. One day, I decided to experiment with a phone-free afternoon. It started small, no phone during lunch break, then expanding to the whole evening. At first, it felt weird. My hand would automatically reach for my pocket, but then I'd remember and consciously choose something else. A walk in the park, reading a book, or just having a conversation with my partner. The results were incredible. I felt more present, more focused, and less stressed. Suddenly, the world around me seemed brighter, more vibrant, and full of possibilities. So remember, friends, you are not your phone. You have the power to create a system that works for you, one that allows you to enjoy the benefits of technology without letting it control your life. Be mindful of your usage, set boundaries, and most importantly, prioritize real-life connections and experiences. You deserve to live a life that's fulfilling and intentional, not dictated by a little screen. Ready to take back your time? Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear it. Let's build a community of phone-savvy humans together. Join the conversation on social media using the hashtag #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Until next time, keep those screens in check and remember you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.